I can't believe this bit is has come all the way from the internet to radio. And the Oh my god, I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my god, I can't believe it. What does it mean? If I'm doing this stupid joke, what does it mean? What does it mean? Oh my god. Two rainbows. Two rainbows over the mixing consoles.
Ears and all your lust, thinking about no one, nothing else but me, because I want you all to myself for the throbbing minutes ahead of us. Good. So let's ride together to ecstasy while I tell you about me. Tina. Tantalizing Tina, as some boys call me. Sometimes it's tormenting Tina, or torrid Tina, or tempting Tina. As you can see from my pictures, and I hope you've got those juicy shots spread wide in front of you like I am, wide open. I love opening up for men, men like you. In fact, spreading myself gives me as much of a turn-on as I sincerely hope it is for you, darling. It's just that the idea of you looking at my intimate nooks and crannies and getting hot in the pants makes me juice up too, quickly, oh, hotly and very, very wetly. That's why I'm talking to you like this, like you see me in the pictures, naked. I started out a minute or two ago in my wild black undies and a slinky figure-hugging skirt, the one I can feel sliding yummily against my bum with every little move. But even they sort of got in the way as I moved around the room, and I didn't want anything to come between you and me, except you. Besides, there's no room to really go to work on my big, bouncy boobs with a bra, even the flimsiest bra in the way. And even though my tits are big, they're super sensitive. And I love to roll my nipples between my fingers until they stand out, hard, thrusting and lickable, and oh, so chewable. Of course, I can do it to myself, but I'd prefer to think of you getting your mouth round them, a hot tip at a time, sucking them as hard as you like till they stand up, pointed like little pink mountain peaks. And while you're doing that, I would strip off my soggy panties so that my dripping puss is waiting and ready for you. Let's see if I'm wearing any. But maybe you'd like to hold back just a minute while I do an erotic little display for you. I've trained myself to be a really sexy dancer just by working myself off in front of my big bedroom mirror. Yes, mirrors are one luxury I've allowed myself. It's so nice watching busy cocks working themselves in and out of me. But like I said, that comes later. For a start, I'd like you to lie back and watch me work myself up to a climax, kneading my tits and then pulling my fanny lips wide, wide apart, so you can see my glistening insides, wet, wet, waiting, wanting to pull you deep inside me. And when I've got my clit boiling, then I walk slowly over to you, swinging my hips and my boobs and giving you the sucking of your life, just like I'm doing at the moment with a guy in my life for tonight. Tomorrow it could be you.
That might be an idea, baby. I don't think I could stand a pace like this for too long. Keep your tongue right there, right in the middle of my knob.
So many girls don't know how much men love having their cock sucked and sucked and sucked. Oh, and it tastes so nice, especially when it grows from being small and soft to rock hard between my lips. So hard that you can nibble it a little, but mainly just move your lips up and down, faster and faster.
Oh,
sometimes I love to have a guy cream over my face and feel it running down my cheeks. Sometimes I just love to swallow all that juice and drink it down as deep as I can. But now, oh, now I want to be shafted, fucked, screwed, poked, banged. And when I say now, I mean now. I'm climbing up on you, baby. Oh, that's right. Fondle my tits and hold my backside open and lower my cunt onto that stalk.
Like that, baby. Come down on it. Oh.
Oh, now enjoy me while I work my cunt up and down on you, and I work my tongue deep in your mouth so I feel you inside me at both ends. How fast do you like it? Faster?
Oh, faster, baby, faster. I want to see those boobs bouncing up and down and up and down.
Oh, it's so deep. It's so big. I can feel my inside splitting. Oh, it's lovely. Oh, let me grip it with my fanny muscles. Oh, now isn't that a nice fight?
No, faster, baby, faster.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can feel my juices trickling down my thighs.
Well, you'll see some more in a moment, baby. In fact, right now.
Pump it into me, baby. Give me the whole load. Give me all your cum, every drop. And then while you lie back, I'll lick your cock and your balls nice and clean afterwards, I promise. Till you want me all over again. I'm coming. Hold on. No.
Spirit, so I'm wrong. I don't believe in unity. It's just one more abandoned dream. Once some people get together, it's easy to see. It's just a matter of time before they come after me. But it must be pretty cool to be you, with your brothers at your back protecting you. Must be pretty cool to know you belong. Isolated my whole life, count scars in the land of the smiling knives. Yes, I'm envious, it's true, but it must be cool to be you. You got a loving family to give you everything you need. My family loves each other so much. We live a thousand miles away and never stay in touch. But it must be pretty cool to be you, with a home and a family to go home to. Must be pretty cool to know you belong. Isolated my whole life, count scars in the land of the smiling knives. Yes, I'm envious, it's true, but it must be cool to be you. What can I do? I know this bitter jealousy is wrong. Maybe I'll move and find a brand new place I don't belong. Some friends I'll never know. New places I can't go. Cause everywhere I've been is on the outside looking in. You got a deep sustaining faith, a Lord who listens when you pray. I was raised in a church and I was told to believe. I wonder if God believes in me. Must be pretty cool to be you, with your holy faith sustaining you. Must be pretty cool to know you belong. Isolated my whole life, down scars in the land of the smiling knives. Yes, I'm envious, it's true, but it must be cool to be you. Must be cool to be you.
Must be cool to be you.
Must be cool.
Dead and gone.
the fitted carpets, beyond the padded cells, within these crimes of passion, the naked truth she dwells. And this fury is just a part, and this thunder is just a part, and desire is just a part. The cracking ice is put in rock. Hey, hey, I listen to your play as if some help will come. Hey, hey, she'll dance on our graves when we are dead and gone. Hey, hey, to the suicide day, the blind man blunders on. Hey, hey, she will dance on our graves when we are dead and gone. When we are dead and gone. When we are dead and gone. When we are dead and
Electronically generated sounds are usually dry, and to come closer to acoustical qualities of non-electronic instruments, devices such as reverbs, echoes, and delay lines are important. Because each of these devices has the potential to improve your performer's strings, connecting them in combination will give you even more musical qualities. For example, here are strings recorded in stereo. The reverb is greater on one channel than another. Now let's add a delay line to the strings and have the delayed signal come out one channel, but using a Y chord, feed another delay line. What happens? You have continuous motion from speaker to speaker, and the strings fill the room. Now that we have our devices set up, let's talk about playing techniques. One important rule is this. When you play quick string lines, use your graphic equalizer to make the strings bright, as strings will sound when they are moved quickly. When you are playing slower strings, adjust the equalizer to give you a mellow and dark quality. You can add another dimension of realism to your strings if you keep your chord voicing simple. Often, two or three notes are more effective than five or six. Also, wide inversions will sound better than close inversions. Instead of this, use this. And instead of this, play this. The intervals of a sixth or tenth make good voicing intervals. Fast and soaring string lines can be effective just using scales and connecting runs. Because of the unique circuitry of the performer, we can produce the effect of double or tremolo bowing. The performer will tune down one octave too to give you the cello and double bass range when trying this technique. You simply play a note and then the same note one octave higher in an alternating fashion. When you speed up, The performer gives you the effect of a bow being pulled and pushed across the strings. Adding just a touch of brass makes it even more effective. All the musical examples of Side 1 and Side 2 so far have been performed without overdubbing. Now we will combine the techniques we've mentioned with some overdubbing to let you hear the many ways the performer can be used. We at Krumar would like to thank you for listening and hope you'll join the many professionals who are turning to Krumar keyboards for that studio sound on stage.
Sue! Yes, I'm gonna sue! sued Duracell. They never told me not to shove that double A right up my nose. I sued Home Depot because they sold me a hammer, which they knew I might drop on my toes. I sued Dell Computers because I took a bath with my laptop. Now it doesn't work. I sued Fruit of the Loom because when I wear the tidy whities on my head, I look like a jerk. I sued Verizon because I get all depressed anytime my cell phone is roaming. I sued Colorado because, you know, I think it looks a little bit too much like Wyoming. I sued Neiman Marcus because they put up their Christmas decorations way out of season. I sued Ben Affleck. Oh, do I even need a reason? Oh, if I sprain my ankle while I'm robbing your place, if I hurt my knuckles when I punch you in the face, I'm gonna sue, sue, yes I'm gonna sue. Your money. I'll sue ya if ya even look at me funny. I'll sue ya. I'll take all your money. I'll sue ya if ya even look at me funny. I'll sue ya. I'll take all your money. I'll sue ya if ya even look at me funny. I'll sue ya. I'll sue ya. What y'all think of that? I'll sue ya.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday, 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Dr. Junk Show. We'll get you home from the bar safely. Here's an actual recording of us dropping off a longtime listener at his very doorstep. Let's listen, shall we?
This is letting himself into his home. And you're in.
Thank you.
Be careful. Sleep on your side. You alright?
No. Just shut the door. It'll be fine.
Alright.
The Malboror and Dr. Junk Show, making sure you make it home safe, more or less, since 2010. The Malboror and Dr. Junk Show is Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Valencia FM and 87.9 FM. Dr. Junk and Malboror are not actually responsible enough to make sure you get home. No civilians were harmed in the making of this promo. The Malboror and Dr. Junk Show. Just shut the door. It'll be fine.
Satellites gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind.
I watched it for a little while. I cannot stand the TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, oh, satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it will be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. I cannot stand the TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, oh, satellite of love. I've been told you've been happy with Harry, Mark and John. Monday, Tuesday, any day but Thursday, Harry, Mark and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I cannot stand the TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, oh, satellite of love. Satellite of love, satellite.